Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Nate Gross.
Recently, in a landmark victory, the United States Supreme Court ruled that states can protect girls and women's sports with laws separating sports based on biology. In its 6-3 decision, the court combined two cases and upheld Idaho and West Virginia's laws that maintain women's and girls' sports teams only for biological females, and in doing so, upheld similar laws across the country. The court held 9-0 under Title IX and 6-3 under the Equal Protection Clause that states can enact such laws. We have been working on this issue for years, and NFA joined an amicus brief that was filed with the Supreme Court supporting state laws that protect girls' sports, and now states across the country can continue to protect girls and women from biological males who want to compete against them, threatening their privacy, safety, and opportunity to compete. But women who live in states without such laws remain vulnerable. The Trump administration is currently investigating and filing lawsuits against multiple states for violating Title IX by permitting men to access women's athletics. In a concurring opinion, Justice Thomas wrote that a man does not have a legal right to compete against women just because he believes that he is a woman. Men and boys with gender dysphoria are not women or girls, even if they believe that they are. Sex is an immutable biological characteristic. And thankfully, the Supreme Court has now recognized and upheld this fundamental truth. Our language matters because truth matters. And this important decision reminds us that we should always seek to defend and speak the truth in every area of life, including matters of biology, sexuality, and reality.